We're here with tonight's pregame with Coach Doug Simmons of the Riverside Pirates. And, Coach, it's good to have you with us on tonight's WCHL's Game of the Week.
Well, thank you, Bill. Glad to be here.
Coach, you're 9-9 on the year, 4-4 in the Pac-6 4A Conference. But your team has given Jordan, who is in the top spot in your conference, their only loss. It's been kind of an up-and-down year for you guys so far.
We just haven't been consistent on the mound. When we pitched well, we've been, you know, very competitive in times, depending on who's out there. And if I had to classify our pitching staff, I'd say we really don't have a true number one, so we're kind of throwing guys three innings here, two innings there, and trying to get through the game with their best stuff out there, where the teams we run into that have beat up, usually they've had a better arm on the mound than us, or we're facing, you know, a number one type high school pitcher, and it's hard to out four teams every time you're out there. We've lost a lot of close games, one or two run games as well, and a lot of times that comes down to who's got the better arm pitching at the end of the game. And so, you know, offensively and defensively, we've been as good as any team I've had here.
Coach, this is the case where numbers do tell the story. It's exactly as you just laid out for us. Your overall offensive numbers are extraordinary, actually. 343 team average, 113 runs batted in under 18 games. It's almost 7 runs a game. There's no doubt that offense is not your problem.
That's true. I mean, we're okay. I mean, you know, we won two conference championships here in my first 2 years, and this team offensively and matches up just as good as, if not better than the teams that won conference championships. The difference is I had, on those teams, I had a legitimate guy going in the number one slot on the mound. You know, he played Cardinal Gibbons twice, Jordan twice, Norton twice, and all those guys are running kids out there 85, 86 miles an hour with a curveball. It's hard to beat those teams when, you know, your best arm's throwing 8, you know. That's been the difference. I mean, when Northern beat us, better arm. Both times we faced Bloomberg against Cardinal Gibbons. I mean, you know, and Northern, the same thing. So, and then Jordan's, we beat them, and we knocked their number one out of the game. And we're the only team that's done that. So, you know, we're capable against those teams. It's just, we've got to do a lot of things well. You know, we've got to throw strikes. We've got to can't make errors. You know, so that's a lot for a high school team to go through, especially when you're not striking anybody else.
Coach, I have to ask you about Chris Crabtree. His numbers are actually almost superhuman. Batting average of .604. He has your only 3 home runs. Slugging percentage of .958. Has attempted 9 stolen bases. Has stolen all 9 of them. Can you tell us a little bit more about this young man?
Well, Chris is, you know, he's a big, strong kid. He's really physical. He gets after it in the weight room. Plus, he's tall. And he puts the work in. I mean, he's out here hitting all the time, you know, before practice, after practice, on the weekends. And, you know, the big thing with Chris is his plate discipline has been outstanding. If you look at last night's game when we beat Chapel Hill, he had a home run his first at-bat, and then he walked 3 straight at-bats. And all 3 of those walks were deep counts, and he had to be disciplined enough not to chase pitches out of the zone. And he's been doing that all year. So that's why the strikeout numbers are down and the walks are up as well. Because when you're going to have a high batting average, you look at the walk-to-strikeout ratio and you'll see there's way more walks and hit-by-pitches than there are strikeouts.
Absolutely. Coach, you won a very close game with the Tigers on Tuesday night at your home field, and you have an important conference game on Friday night against Hillside. How are you planning on working your pitching tonight and also against Hillside for the rest of the week?
And Hillside's much improved. I mean, they've got a good pitcher. I mean, we barely beat Hillside 5-3 last time we played them over at our place, and their pitcher threw well and kept them in it the whole game. So, yeah, I've got to manage my pitching and try to I basically was managing my pitching last night against Chapel Hill. The kid that started the game probably could have finished the game, and it would have been, we had scored, I don't know if they would have scored all those runs if I kept the other kid in there, but basically I was trying to keep Ray down below 45 pitches so he could pitch again on Friday, and then the next pitcher, Mitchell, only threw 25 so he could come back on Friday. So I should have both of the guys to pitch last night ready for Friday, and then I'll just throw everybody else I got left at Chapel Hill on Thursday.
Coach, based on everything we've talked about here tonight, we're planning on seeing an exciting game with a lot of runs. This is the first time we've had you guys on WCHL High School Game of the Week, and we're looking forward to watching the Pirates play.
I appreciate talking to you, Bill.
That was Coach Doug Simmons of the Riverside Durham Pirates. We'll be back in just one moment to talk with Coach Lee Land of the Chapel Hill High School Tigers. This is WCHL High School Baseball.